Hello, today is April 21st, 2020, and we continue to celebrate National Poetry Month by reading a sonnet a day. Today's sonnet is a little bit different. It's a more contemporary sonnet written at the beginning of the 20th century during World War I. The poet's name is Wilfred Owen, and he only wrote poetry for about a year, from August 1917 to September 1918. 2 months after that, he was actually killed in battle, and he was only 25 years old. Very sad story there, especially when you consider the poem, this sonnet that we're going to read today is called Anthem for Doomed Youth. And the poem is a very sad take on what happens and how awful it is that so many young folks have died in this war, when he himself would die just a few months after penning this sonnet. So, without further ado, here is Wilfred Owen's sonnet. Oh, I did want to also mention one other thing about this, and that is that the form is not conventional. It begins as in the English form, but then deviates from that in the sestet that follows. So, just to note that he has taken a bit of a spin on this, and that's okay. So, here is Wilfred Owen's poem, Anthem for Doomed Youth. What passing bells for those who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns. Only the stuttering rifles' rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries now for them, no prayers nor bells, nor any voice of mourning save the choirs. The shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells and bugles calling for them from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall. Their flowers, the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk, a drawing down of blinds.